Brian Kirk. I want to tell you what I can remember from my early childhood days while we lived in Russia yet. I was 7 years old and left where we lived there. My parents farmed, they raised grain, also lived livestock and poultry. We had a house made with mud, bricks or blocks. The blocks were made with clay and straw. Then there was dried before they used it to build. Then they used clay and water to smear the house outside. They used some kind of lime or calcium to paint the house outside. They did that every year. Inside the house was no wood floor, just a dirt floor. Mother used clay and water to smear the floor and scatter sand over it. There were three rooms to the house: front room, kitchen, and window stoop, back room where the beds were. There was a wall between the back room and the barn where the horses were. The house and the barn was all in one building. We had a cook stove made with bricks. They used straw and manure for fuel. I remember I put some straw on the fire in the cook stove, and my dress caught on fire, and I caught a big burn on my leg. We also had a summer kitchen. They used it during the summer only. They had this separate stove made with bricks to bake the bread. It was with bricks. They used straw for fuel to heat it. Then they took all the ashes out and put the bread in to bake it. All this whole wheat bread. For fuels, they used straw and manure to warm up the house in the winter. They had big baskets to bring in the straw to the house in the winter. They dumped it in the corner of the kitchen. They also used a lot of manure. We had no wash machine, not even a washbowl. They washed the clothes by hand. They carried the water in buckets from a well distance away. They had to heat the water on the stove, no running water. Most people made their hired men sleep in the barn with the horses. Some people fed the hired men in the barn. They put his plate on food with on the post, and that is where he ate. My parents did not do that. The hired men ate with us by the table. I also remember that we did not eat until we had all said our prayer. Dad first, then the children, the oldest first, and down to the youngest. We all had our prayers, if it was only Abba, Lieber Vater, Amen. I was very young, but I can remember that my dad started a Sunday school with the few children we had in that village of about 6 or 7 families. We sang a few songs, then he told us the story about Jesus. And I was very interested in hearing about Jesus and had a longing to be with him. For Christmas, they scared the children when the Bismarck, Santa Claus, came and went after the children to frighten them. He usually put a fur coat inside out. Then after that, a woman came with a sheet covered her up. And they called that her Christ child. Then the children were all frightened. Then they gave us some nuts and candy, sometimes an orange. No gift whatsoever, and no gift wrap things. No greeting cards were sent. I never seen a Christmas tree in Russia. They celebrated 2 days Christmas and 2 Easter days also. Good Friday was always a holiday. They came together and worshiped the Lord Jesus. My mother knitted all our stockings. for all the family. We all had homemade socks. We had many geese, and in the summer when they had a lot of feathers, they were put in a bin and were caught one by one, and my mother and the hired girl picked these feathers. All the soft, short feathers were picked off. The poor things walked around like they went through a tornado for days. Then the feathers were used to make bed coverings. They were 8 inches thick. Each bed had one to cover us up. And they also made some to use as mattresses. And some people made some and filled them with straw for mattress. We had no cream separate. Mother skimmed the cream off the milk with a ladle. They made a lot of butter and cottage cheese. That is the way they sold it. They had to haul it to Odessa by horse and wagon to sell it. Also eggs. I remember how they harvest the grain. They did not have a machine. They cut the grain with the scythe by hand. Then they hauled it home and shocked it in the yard for some time. Then they spread it out on the place where it was prepared for it. Some people had stone rollers rolled over with pulled by horses. Others just used the horses to stump out the grain. Then the women usually did a lot of work with the fillet by hand. The grain was fanned by fanning mill, worked by hand. They used the chaff to feed the stock, and the long straw was used for fuel. They also used a lot of manure for fuel. When we lived in Russia, we did not have electric lights, no telephone, no radio, no TV, no car, but just horse and wagon. That was our transportation. And when the people do not know all of these things, they are satisfied and happy. Now in 1907, my brother Daniel was about the age to be drafted into the Russian army. Then he told my father, I will not go into the Russian army. I will go to America. And when my father heard that, he said, if you go, then we will all go. So after harvest, they had an auction sale and got ready for the long trip, 6 children and the parents. We all had to have a physical before we started on the trip. My sister Rose had bad eyes and had to have eye surgery. She had to go to Odessa for that. That's where the doctor was. She had quite a time. Her eyes were all swollen shut. She had to stay there for some time. One day my father drove to Odessa, 40 miles, to see her, and she cried and wanted to go home with him. And when he came home, he said, I wish I would never have started that, to go to America. He felt so bad. She was 9 years old then. Before we started, Mother sewed dresses for us 5 girls. They all the same pattern, long, dark green, with black lace on the yoke. Then they started to pack up beddings in big bundles tied together with a sheet or something like that. They stuffed big grain sacks full with clothes and other things. They also took a teapot along and some tea and some bread, and also a little potty for the little children to use, as they did not know if there was a toilet close by for anyone. They were prepared for that. The teapot and little potty were tied together. And when the stuff was all sold and everything was packed up, then there was no place to stay. Then we all went to Grandpa Klein in Chamboli. We stayed there a few days. I remember they had a boy stay there with them. His name was Arnold. He was about 8 or 9 years old. One day, Arnold was not home when we had our meal. And after the meal, Grandma Klein took a bowl and scraped all our plates that we had left and put in the warming oven. And when Arnold came home, that was his meal. I never forgot that, how awful that was. One day they took pictures, Grandpa, Grandma, Uncle Dan, Uncle Adam, Uncle Jake, each family separate. They spread a big shawl out and hung it up against the mud house for a background. The parents had to hold Bibles in their hands. Now the time came we had to leave. We went by train as far as Germany. There we had to wait for our ship. We all were together in one large rooming house. We stayed there 9 days. We had to sleep on cots. That house was full of bed bugs. I can remember that Dad did not sleep for a few nights. He took a shoe, and as soon as when he saw a bug, he used the shoe and bang, the bug was killed. By morning, the house had a lot of blood spots. Now before we left, Mother put two skirts on, and she sewed some money in her underskirt, and Dad also sewed some money in his clothes. They took cash along to keep out as much as they needed on the way. The passport allowed food on the way. Some other people came along with us. Aunt Pauline, Mother's sister, she was on the same passport as a daughter. Also John Shook, my cousin, he was on the same as a son. My aunt Rosina and her husband, Philip Whitmer, and Herman Breitmeyer, Lee, you may remember him. We all came together. Finally, we went on our ship. It was a large old battleship. It moved very slow. We were there about 10 days. Then the ship tossed back and fro. We all got seasick, except Rose did not get sick. She took care of us all, brought us some food and water. Some dishes rolled from one side of the ship to the other. It went on for days like that. I can now see my Uncle Philip Whitman standing and holding him by the post and say, "My God, if I were only back in Russia again." Now the ship we had black bread, kind of vegetable soup or stew. We were all vaccinated on the ship before we left. We all got over it except my sister Louise, the 2-year-old. She got infection on her arm and it got worse by the day. We were on the ship 18 days. My parents thought they would never see land anymore. There were many Jewish people on the ship. I can remember how they were standing and prayed. They had bands around their forehead and little box on it. I think it was the Ten Commandments. They prayed often and long prayers. Now came the time we had landed at the Statue of Liberty. We all had to get out of the ship. What a commotion. Each family had their baggage with them. We all were put in one large room with our baggage and sacks. There we sat around with that stuff day and night. By that time, Louis was very sick and had to go to the hospital. Now who would go with her? What's the problem? Mother could not go because she was pregnant. Then Aunt Pauline and Daniel went with Louis to the hospital ship. They were there 2 weeks with her. Meanwhile, we could not stay there much longer because mother was close to give birth to her child. We were all checked for disease by the doctor before we could move on. I don't remember why we had to stay there so long. No one could say a word in English, and no one could understand a word that was said. Then Father met a minister there that could talk German, and he asked the minister if he could see to that we could move on to North Dakota. Then the minister saw to that we could go on to our place. While we were there in Stapleton, they had long tables nicely set with good food for all the people that were there. But some people were so selfish, they went ahead of all the other people and picked up all the butter from the tables for themselves. Finally, someone reported them, and they had to stop that. From the Statue of Liberty, we went on a small ship to New York, and then we took the train to Ellendale, North Dakota, where Father's sister lived. Finally, we were at our place, 1 mile from my aunt's mirror, Father's sister. We were there about 3 weeks, then my sister Lydia was born. Aunt Pauline, Daniel, and Louis came 2 weeks after we were there. We were there on the road 6 weeks from Russia to America. I thank God for my parents that took the risk to come to America. Otherwise, we would be still under the Russian communist government yet. Thank God that we live in a free country. We lived in Ellendale 1 year. My parents bought a place by Washburn, North Dakota area where I grew up. There would be a lot more to say, but these are the most important I can remember. Now, children, I don't know how long I will still be here on this earth. Yet I am 87 years old now, but I want to tell you, be true to the Lord Jesus and true one to the other. Always just do what is right. If problems come up, don't try to solve them yourselves. Go to the Lord for help. He will guide and help you when you trust him. I want to meet you in heaven, where there will be no more parting. God be with you all. It's my prayer daily. We love you all. Now, Dad wants to say something.
When my parents came from Russia and they landed in New York, they had 5 children. Dave, my brother, was the youngest at that time. He was telling us how they came to New York. The kids had to carry the tea party and the little party tied together. And the strings were so long that the parties bounced on the sidewalk. As they walked there, and it jingled, and the people heard it. My parents lived by Eureka, South Dakota for some time. Then my father, my brothers John and George went up to the Washburn, North Dakota area, where they homesteaded 106 acres. Then they plowed up sod and cut it 16 by 12 and laid them like bricks. A 4-room house was built. Then they went back to South Dakota and got the family. They moved up with the covered wagon. They took 2 cows, some chickens with 5 children. the north of Bismarck, about 4 miles, the ridge of the wagon broke. And father took it out and walked back to Bismarck to have it fixed. And the family had to wait until he came back. When they got to the house, mother knelt down and said, "Thank you to the Lord for a home." She took the butcher knife and cut off the long grass inside, then it was smeared with clay and water. No wood floor, just dirt floor. They smeared it with clay and water. They moved up in 1902 in the fall, and I was born in 1903, the first one born in the South House. When I was very young, we had lot of horses and lots of cows, and in the winter all the manure was hauled in a pile and leveled out, and in the spring the whole family had to be out and to chase the cows around to pack the manure. And sometimes we used the horses and tied them together and circled them to pack it, and it was packed. We had to spade it and let it set for a week or two, then it was put in a small shock till it was dry, and then hauled to a place and put in a stack and smeared over so the snow did not blow in. And that was fuel for the winter, and along with some dry logs from the woods, and that was the winter fuel. And later there were some coal mines open for fuel. And when I was about 10 years old, I had to take the cattle out every day to herd them, because we didn't have enough pasture for all the horses and the cattle. And some time I didn't have shoes to wear, then I had to go barefooted. But we always had to go to church in the spring when all the horses were worked all week. Then on Sunday we walked to church 1.5 miles.
Gott ist die Liebe, lass nicht erlösen. Gott ist die Liebe, er liebt auch mich. Drum sag ich noch einmal, Gott ist die Liebe, Gott ist die Liebe, er liebt auch mich. I know God loves me, and He will save me. I know God loves me, for He is love. And this my song shall be, I know God loves me. I know God loves me, for He is love.
We love you all.